I am recording.
Oh, are you? How does the levels look?
Oh, the levels look good. I'm telling you, Charles Martin would be proud of my levels. I just passed my O levels. I'm graduating high school in England right now.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Now, what's the rule one of radio?
Don't eat on mic. All right.
What they said was, don't eat on mic. Hello, cocktail fans. Welcome once again to the Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure. We are all things podcast and liquor.
Yeah, okay. We are all things podcast and liquor.
Yeah.
With just a soupçon of video thrown in.
Just
enough to annoy you.
Yeah.
Just to tease them.
Yeah. This is what it could be like if you were in the studio audience.
Yes. Yeah.
Welcome, everybody.
Yes.
Thank you very much for assembling here.
Yeah.
Shall we introduce ourselves?
Sure.
Is it Dave?
I think it's Dave.
Yeah.
You've been away for a while.
I couldn't remember if it was Dave or Dan. I knew it started with a D.
Yeah, no, it's Dave.
Okay, Dave.
Dave Lionheart Coin.
When I fought in the Crusades, I got my nickname in the middle. I'm very old.
You are very old.
And you are, sir?
I'm Little Pete Partridge.
That's right.
That's the name I got in the Crusades.
Okay, you're going to have to come up with a nickname now.
I'm Jason Malevolence Dedrick.
Wow.
Sinister.
Yeah, you struck fear into the heart of many of your enemies.
Yeah, wow. I'm chaotic evil.
Yeah. Wow.
Eighth level warrior elf, chaotic evil.
Oh, wow.
For you D&D fans out there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Used to be a cleric.
Yeah.
My previous character was a cleric.
Okay.
With psionics.
Oh, this is a real crossover episode.
Yeah. Really getting out in the fringe there.
I think it's just time that we attract new people.
Exactly. Yeah. The old people aren't cutting it.
Yeah. So we're going to determine what drinks we do by the roll of a 20-sided die.
Why not? Yeah. It's not that much different than what we're doing now.
The podcast will be before 5 hours long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But role playing.
Yeah. You know, before you
voices.
Sorry, what?
Oh, sorry. I was just thinking. Can I do voices then?
You can do whatever you like. Jason did voices. He did Mark Twain last episode.
It was huge.
What do you got?
More Mark Twain.
Yeah. not too original.
You were gonna say.
I was saying to Fred before you arrived for the podcast.
Oh, sure. Secret meetings.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, that's what happened. Convened at 5:15.
We got to get the younger generation into the hard liquor.
Oh.
You don't see, because it seems, those millennials, they're out there.
And preteens.
Yeah. Anyone under the legal age for drinking.
Well, that's how you start. Right? I mean, that's...
Well, it's the start of the school year. Should we approach local school?
Sure. Should put on a little... Maybe we could do a show there.
Yeah.
In the gymnasium.
For an assembly.
Yeah. Show kids the art of... it's a science.
They can learn.
Right? Fred's got a chemistry degree.
Sure, that's got
that's right.
Something.
Yeah. So it'd be like Stranger Danger or whatever, but only the joys of liquor.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Well, because you got to learn young so that you know how to handle it when you're finally legally allowed to drink.
Oh, yeah, because we were probably guilty of, like all past children,
mm-hmm.
we got involved in the wrong drink in mm-hmm. grade 12, mm-hmm. and now suddenly you can't drink rum and coke anymore because you
got sick on it.
You exploited it when you were 16.
Yeah.
Now you don't get it.
That's too bad.
Yeah,
Look at all the people who can't drink sherry or tequila anymore.
Because they got the wrong end of the tequila stick.
Yeah. They were introduced to bad quality liquor.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the bad habit of drinking it.
Yeah.
All.
Yeah.
All.
You can't take half a bottle home. Where are you going to keep it?
Mm-hmm. But you got a thermos?
Your mom will search your room, so you got to pretty much finish it.
I didn't do tequila shots until I was well into my 20s.
Mm. I think that's when I did them, and I said, this isn't very good. So I think I only had one.
Yeah.
Well,
but Dave, he's Mr. Shot.
Oh, yeah, no. He's done shots all over the place.
Yeah, he's single shot. Shotgun.
That's my other nickname. Yeah. But what quality cocktail are we going to be doing here tonight?
Oh.
On today's show.
Well.
Or tonight's show.
I get approached on the street a lot, as I imagine you guys do.
Oh, told sure. Told to move along?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sprayed with a hose?
Yeah.
No, fans of the show are constantly stopping us on the street.
Yeah, of course.
I'm always being accosted.
Yeah, and we love to hear from you, so...
Yeah.
So give up the...
Don't hesitate to stop us on the street when you hear us.
In fact, somebody asked if they should open up a whiskey bar in the local area.
You'd answer them.
I have not answered him yet.
I haven't answered him either.
Either have I, because I don't know anything about running a bar.
Well, right. You don't have to know anything to answer people. If my professional career has proven anything.
Right. You just have to answer.
Yeah.
Your answer might be, I don't know.
Yeah. Or, I would.
Yeah.
If I had the money.
Well, maybe we should take a moment just to answer it right now through a small debate.
Sure.
I don't know either.
Well, I would say clearly he's in the neighborhood. He should drop into Uli's because they've got a pretty good whiskey selection already. And just see what the vibe is. See how many people are there. And, you know, at least you get a little bit of market research there.
This is true.
And then steal all his customers.
And join the White Rock Whiskey Society?
He probably could join the White Rock Whiskey Society.
That would be a good step up.
I'm sure they'd love to give advice.
You easily get 20 different pieces of advice from those people.
This is the point that I was going to try to... When I was going to respond to the guy, but I hadn't responded to him yet, was the White Rock Whiskey Society has now existed in, I don't know, 7 years, 8 years? How long has we been doing this, kind of?
Oh, it's been a while.
Right. And the membership has never risen over 15 or 20 people.
Yeah.
So that's your clientele for your whiskey bar that you want to open.
Yeah.
Are you going to get them there nightly, or are you only get them there...
Every other week.
Every other week.
Yeah, it's hard to say. Mind you, they don't advertise the White Rock Whiskey Society very well.
This is true. Well, I mean, they're on our show, so they're reaching...
Millions. I'm surprised that they haven't closed membership yet.
My other thing that I would say to the gentleman, I think his name is Greg Dirksen.
Got a mind like a steel trap.
Oh, yeah. No, I caught a vole in it the other day.
Good.
Which was really too much.
Yeah.
Steel trap, you don't need that for a vole.
No,
there wasn't much of the vole left. When Dave and I grew up in White Rock, and Dave might back me up on this, or he might not.
Hard
he might say you're a liar.
Yeah.
A liar and a cheat.
I'm a bit of a contrarian.
But there was, at least from my point of view, if you could get something in White Rock... it wasn't any good.
I seem to recall many of conversation like that. Yeah,
yeah.
It's like, you go to Vancouver.
Yeah,
you want
anything good. Nice.
If you want to go to a whiskey bar, why would you go to You'd go to Vancouver, or you'd go someplace where they have whiskey bars.
But what if they had one on White Rock?
I know, but you just say, well, it can't be any good. Is my knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah.
But this is 1970s White Rock.
Yeah.
And look at how many everything was kind of run down back then.
Yeah, and if you went to buy a record, it was $12 in White Rock. But if you got out to Surrey or to Vancouver, it was $8 or $9.
You could buy a record in White Rock?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but
Ron's
not many
records? You don't remember Ron's and DJs?
I never, I couldn't get this far.
Oh,
you couldn't even get to White Rock.
I couldn't get to White Rock from there.
There was no bus route.
Well, 152nd was closed.
Yes.
Oh, right.
If you remember. So you had to deke around.
Yeah, and to deke past Randy Bachman's brother's place. Robbie Bachman.
The lesser-known Bachman.
Yeah. Mm. Drive around out there with a tank or something, apparently.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was the story. Anyway, so, I mean, that's my gut thing is say, no, you don't want to open a whiskey bar. I mean, are there whiskey bars in Vancouver?
Yeah, there's the Whiskey Kitchen.
But is that a whiskey bar? Or
also
is it
a restaurant.
Also a restaurant. So this guy really needs to open... A restaurant.
and
he has to have it be successful.
Yeah, and have lots of whiskey. Basically, he needs to buy Uli's.
Right. Now, I don't know if Uli's is on the market, but never hurts to ask anybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, you know, you could, but there's a bunch of little microbreweries opened up the uptown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could start out small.
Just with the one whiskey?
Just with the one whiskey, the one bottle. See how it goes.
Sure. Get a bunch of disposable cups.
Uh-huh.
Just put a card table out.
It's really just about the whiskey.
That's right. It's really, you know.
Got an umbrella, you know, so it looks kind of classy. Mm-hmm.
But so I don't have no idea how the, I don't.
I say yes.
You say yes? Okay. I say yes too then. Because.
But all for one and one for all.
Oh, yes. There we go.
There you go.
And maybe you'll create a little thing in there and we do the show from there.
There we go. We do our remotes. You guys would have to drive there and I'd just be 5 minutes from home. Perfect. Right.
Unless we convince them not to open it near Ocean Park. towards the King George end of White Rock.
Oh. Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Or maybe in Grandview Corners.
Well, that is a happening spot.
Hmm. Okay. Folks, if you're listening, you'll need a map.
Yeah.
Right. You won't know what the hell we're talking about.
I think Grandview Corners might be...
Your inside references to the Los Angeles real estate market are... I'm helping you unload that condo on
Glendale or wherever it is. Anyway.
It's 20 minutes to the beach? 20 minutes to downtown?
There's nothing in downtown.
Downtown.
Anyway, maybe we should move back, because the ice will melt soon, so we should probably start.
Yeah, and I forget what your original question was, but implied that people come up all the time on the street and ask me.
Yeah.
Sure. They say, how do you come up with those wacky ideas that you guys do?
Yeah, how do you do that?
Well, sometimes it happens like this. I was looking in the menu of Canon. Remember, I went to Canon last year.
Right.
And I was just looking to see if there was something there, because I had said in our previous episode that we were going to go back to some older drinks.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Said that a couple of times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, in their classic section, there was a drink called the Poobah, which had ingredients that we either had or could get a hold of.
Good.
Because it turns out that the Poobah, it might be in a different drink book too, but it was in the Savoy cocktail book. For sure. And I don't remember what date this is. This 33 or something like that, the Savoy cocktail book?
The 36 sticks in my head, but you know.
36 sticks in your head?
36 sticks in my head. Yeah, but
it says 1930 is when it was first published.
Well,
see?
There you go. Don't believe anything I say.
So I thought, the Poobah. Oh. Perfect. Yeah. This is perfect. Mm-hmm. What else would go with a Poobah?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, Poobah sounds like Pooh Bear.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And because I had just gone out, as all of us probably have, to see the Christopher Robin film.
Oh. I was busy on the weekend.
It's on my list.
No, I'm going to see it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I did.
Okay.
I went out and saw the Christopher Robin film.
Mm-hmm. You thought, you make up in celebration, a Pooh Bear.
So I had to find something else that was going to have poo involved with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
No?
No, so be careful how you Google it.
Yeah, okay.
And so I looked for various, there was a drink called a kangaroo, but it wasn't really what we were after.
The Eeyore?
I thought of the Moscow Mule.
Yeah.
But it's got vodka in it.
Ugh.
We haven't broken the vodka barrier yet.
I
wasn't going to do it with the Moscow Mule.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tie that into a donkey named Eeyore.
Donkeys aren't mules.
Yeah. They're not.
No.
They're related.
Mm. Yeah. They are related.
Yeah.
And they're sterile.
Oh, yeah.
They can have as much sex as they want.
They don't have to worry about the consequences.
Sorry. They get more tail than mule. Or something. I don't know. Remember, Eeyore lost his tail.
Yeah.
A mule could have helped him. Anyway. Owl. There might be a hoot or a hoot. Anyway.
I think there is, yeah.
I thought Tigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, the wonderful thing about Tiggers.
Yeah.
Tiggers are wonderful things.
Oh.
Tops are made out of rubber.
Yeah.
Bottoms are made out of springs.
That's
bouncy,
wonderful.
Bouncy, 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 fun.
Wonderful thing about Tigger
is he's the only one.
He's the only one.
But he was confused.
He was.
There was a whole bunch of Tiggers.
Except
in fact, we call them Tigers.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's a wonderful drink that I think we've tried in
over
the
there.
Beach Bum Berry Sippin' Safari called the Tiger Shark.
All right.
Now, the wonderful thing about Tiger Sharks.
It's, yeah.
I don't know. So that's how we come up with things, by the seat of our pants.
Wow, so there you go.
So tonight we're doing Winnie the Pooh-themed cocktails.
Would be perfect for the kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is what we could do at the school.
Exactly.
So we're doing a Pooh-bah and a Tiger Shark.
All right.
Oh, excellent.
And if you can come up with a better theme by the time the show is finished being recorded, we'll switch it to that.
Exactly.
But tonight it's all 100 Acre Wood. Mm. I got 100 Acre Wood just thinking about it.
And so you're making the poobah first.
We're gonna finish, yeah, we're going to make the poobah first. Now, the poobah has a bunch of weird ingredients in it that I thought, why not? Weird in that it has rum. Mm-hmm. And can you name a drink that has rum in it?
Not off the top of my head.
No, exactly. It's got dry gin in it.
And rum.
And rum.
Oh.
Rum and gin.
Yeah, that's
can you name a drink that has rum and gin in it?
Not off the top of my head.
Right. Yeah. It also has apricot brandy in it. What? Can you think of a drink that has rum and gin and apricot brandy in it?
The poobah?
The poobah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Sure, the poobah has got it in there.
See, I knew they'd come up with one.
Yeah. And you know what else the poobah has in it?
What?
It has Swedish punch.
Well, no drink has Swedish
pronounced
punch.
Punch.
It might be punch.
Punch.
Yeah.
Like Munch, the artist.
Yes. And because we happen to have Swedish punch. Punch.
How did we get that?
I bought it thinking that there was going to be a lot of drinks that call for Swedish punch.
Huh, how many?
Well, I think we've used it once, although somebody's been at it.
Huh.
Yeah. Darn those cats. So can you think of a drink that has rum, gin, apricot brandy, and Swedish punch in it?
No.
Other than the poobah?
Oh, no.
Yeah. So what's it going to taste like?
I don't know. I can't even imagine.
It's an adventure.
I can't even remember what Swedish punch tastes like.
I know. I don't even remember what it smells like, and it's been in my house.
It's a. Is it like?
It smells like rum.
Huh? Really?
Yeah. So, can you think of a drink that has two rums in it?
It does smell like rum.
Gin and apricot brandy. There is a chance.
Sweden.
There's a chance that I finished it off and actually filled it up with rum.
Well, there's always that chance.
Would you like to smell it too? Describe it to our friends at home.
Been a while. We've used it before, haven't we?
Mm-hmm. I can't remember what we used it in.
Yeah,
it's very rummy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got a nice.
Where'd you get that?
I got this at the store.
Oh, I don't see it at the store.
Oh, no, they don't have it at the store.
Oh.
I should have said I got it at a store.
Oh, okay. Well, that would have been my first guess.
I might have got this in Washington State, back when Washington State's liquor stores were both searchable on the internet and reasonably priced.
Right. But fortunately, they privatized, so the prices went up, and they're harder to find.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because they've gotten rid of net neutrality, it's now harder to search for anything.
Yeah.
You can do it with liquor. It's behind a firewall.
Oh, I was in firewall with Harrison Ford.
Oh, were you?
First I heard of it.
I wasn't in it with him.
No.
Well, you were.
I did extra work.
You were around him.
Firewall. Anyways. So this is super easy. If you wanted to make this at home, and I hope that you do, because this, I don't know what... Are you just listening to us? Do you want to know about our private lives?
Yeah. That's weird. The hardest thing to get, though, will be the Swedish punch.
Yeah, no, you're going to have to Google Cronin Swedish punch. But I bet you some of your BevMos might have it.
Oh, yeah. If you're American, you're in Clover. You don't have to drive very far, unless you're in, like, North Dakota. But if you are, drop us a line. I'd like to hear from you.
You're looking for a place to stay when you're in North Dakota?
I'm looking for an Airbnb or something. And, I want to go see the Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, sure. Let's all go see Mount Rushmore.
All right.
Okay.
Road trip.
We'll be back in a minute.
That was fantastic. George Washington.
You
believe in a huge mountain?
The nose on that man.
Abe Lincoln. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt creeping around in the background.
Shifty bugger.
Funny that somebody that enjoyed parks so much would carve up a mountain.
Yeah.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah, a lot of people think that that's the wrong thing to do.
Now, in hindsight.
Yeah. In hindsight, we should have left the mountain the way it was.
And originally the mountain was going to be all the way down to their shoes, right? It was going to actually be a group of figures standing.
Really?
No, I don't think. I think it was supposed to go down to their waist, though. Mm. I think that's the idea. It was going to be...
Teddy, like they were stuck in mud?
Teddy said, I got to lose some weight. I'll be back.
Yeah, don't finish it off yet until I lose some weight. So the way the Savoy has it written is it's a third rum, a third Swedish punch, a third dry gin, and a dash of apricot brandy.
Right.
So three-thirds makes a whole. Which is what I'm going to dump all this into. Do you think I've misunderstood the directions?
Well, I don't know. They should be more specific.
It's really one to one.
It is. I think they meant that that's a third of a glass.
Yes. Or a third of the...
And a third of a glass, I think, because a glass was two... I can't remember how many... 2 ounces in a glass?
Maybe. That sounds reasonable.
We could look that up.
We could
look that up. It's a standard measure.
Sure.
In imperial? The olden days. No, not even. You wish it was imperial.
So I was going to propose that if we were to make it as a drink, we'd probably go, for sharing, we'd go 1-1-1.
Yeah.
That'd be 3 ounces of booze in it.
Yeah.
And then we're going to split it between the three of us.
Hardly seems like enough, but sure.
Well, each you get an ounce.
Yeah.
Huh? Mm, is that enough to taste it?
It's enough to taste it.
Or do we want to go an ounce and a half, an ounce and a half, and an ounce and a half?
I would maybe go that.
Okay. I like that idea, too. What do you think?
Because basically, then we all get an ounce.
Thumbs up.
Dave gives a thumbs up. He's a gentleman of elegant leisure, if ever there was one.
Yeah.
So let's grab some of these. These are called ice bottles, or cubes.
But if you're in a fancy bar, you're better off calling them bozzles.
Oh yeah, no, call them bozzles and watch the people's surprised looks.
Yeah, at your knowledge.
Yeah, well,
they'll say you clearly know what you're doing. I had no idea. I was in the presence of a professional. They'll probably give you extra stuff.
Oh yeah, they might allow you to buy into the restaurant itself and/or bar
because you're clearly an insider.
Is that Swedish punch?
That's the Swedish punch. How'd you like a nice Swedish punch? I think we did that joke that time, too. And fortunately, Dave still has a little bit over 5 gallons of gin left.
Yeah, we're working our way through it pretty subtly.
Yes, we are.
But
and an ounce and a half of that for our purposes today. And then we're going to use the J. Ray Jamaican rum.
Oh, J. Ray.
You can call me Jay, or you can call me Ray. Oh, dear, I put a drop of liquid in your book here, Freddie.
Oh, that's how you can tell it's been used. There we go.
You know, I value books more than
human life.
Yeah,
don't you Ebenezer Scrooge.
It's a bit of a sticking point with most of the human life I know. Who keep getting shunned by... because they're not a book.
Yeah.
And
what else did you like? A little bit of the light rum?
No.
What's that? Oh, I can't remember which is which.
Oh.
Which is for what?
We're going to use the mixture in the Tiger Shark.
Oh,
it just has one rum.
That's right.
So what do you think for a dash? Should we do like a half ounce now that we got? Okay.
Sure, let's do it's a little...
Or maybe it's just slightly less. Or left.
That's that. But probably more than a dash. But it's a dash and a half. Sometimes I find a dash... isn't really... You really can't taste a dash.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Except for, like, Peychaud's, maybe. It'll come in your bitters, but... Anyway. Well,
maybe,
here we go.
Maybe your orchard apricot here is super flavorful.
It was pretty good.
Have you ever wondered what it would sound like if you put liquor and ice in a stainless steel container and shook it?
Yeah.
It would sound like this.
Great, but it looks strange.
Sounds great, but looks strange, you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. That means I've done it right.
That can't be good for you.
No, that's the only exercise I get now. And let's use a Hawthorn strainer, boys and girls, to shake any or strain any of the ice out of there. I don't know if it's working properly, is it?
How can you tell?
Well, it's keeping the ice out. It's keeping the elephants away. So this is a poobah from 1930-some-odd. And it looks like every yellow drink that we've made here in the past 2.5 years since we started bringing the world of cocktails to you. Oh, you've come up with a garnish.
You want to throw these in?
Sure.
On top? In the side? I don't even know. People have been doing that.
So just float it on top?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. We're putting dried orange... I could have used this in a recipe I did on the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
I made Taiwanese beef noodle soup, and it said, use a dried orange peel if you've got it. And I said, I don't.
Why would I dry an orange peel?
She also said you could use a fresh orange peel. I didn't have an orange, quite frankly. What?
You're orange free?
Orange free. As free as the wind blows. As free as the grass grows. All right.
All right, here we go.
So
not too much orange.
Not too much orange, but I would guess that it's going to be boozy. If they plunk this down in front of me at my favorite cocktail establishment, I would tip big.
Oh, too soon.
Oh, okay.
That's,
yeah.
Very much.
It's vibrant. It's,
Oh, yeah. This is a flavor of a different time.
Mm-hmm.
This is a lot boozier.
When men were men.
When men were men and didn't mind drinking a tall glass out of a short-stemmed thing-me-do. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know where that was going either. But.
I expected it to be colder from all that shaking I did. I thought it was going to be a little bit more iced, but that's okay. It's got a musty flavor, which might be the apricot. Because I don't think the gin and the rum and the... the punch, though. The punch is going to be the
yeah, I think it's the punch. That's what the smell most reminds me of, is the punch.
A punch.
Oh, punchy.
It's a punch in the face. Let me see if there's a little blurb on the back of the punch bottle here to give us an idea. Perhaps the most famous liqueur of Scandinavia, Swedish punch has for generations been enjoyed of Sweden and abroad, made with sugar cane spirits of both the East and West Indies. The liqueur imparts a rich and full-bodied palate of exceptional depth and complexity, offering notes of rich toffee, smoke, molasses, and leather. Yeah, that's what it is.
Rum.
Rum. Bum bum. Mm.
But yeah, it's I like that. You like booze all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a yesteryear cocktail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of flavor depth. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't even really pull one note out of there.
You can't?
No, I can't. No.
Other than the punch, with its multiple notes.
Multiple notes.
I can pull out an E flat.
A little bit of a little bit of the gin in the back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that's good. You're going to have some salt with that. Pardon me.
I can't detect the gin, which was disappointing for me because I loves the gin.
You loves the gin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a sweet drink. But bitter at the end.
Hmm.
No, not really bitter. I shouldn't say bitter. People will get scared. It's not that bitter at the end.
No.
But it's not as sweet at the end as it is at the beginning.
Exactly. I know. It's got a nice finish. I like the way it goes.
Yeah, it's a long-lasting finish.
Mm-hmm.
The way almost a scotch-like lasting finish. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, poo bah.
Sweet and boozy, just like me.
Mm-hmm. And Winnie the Pooh.
Mm. Yeah, my orange slice is rehydrating. It's kind of pointless in buying it when you think about it.
Yeah, unless you're going to keep it dry. Store it in a drawer with your socks.
Yeah.
Fresh orange might have sweetened it up a little bit. Maybe a bit more. But.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't say to garnish it at all. So it was funny that we've suddenly decided.
Yeah.
Looks good, though.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
And that's what a garnish is all about, Charlie Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I think this little drink likes me at my house.
Color coordinated with your garnish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I would definitely make that again.
I would make it again, and if I saw it on a menu, I would think, no, I think it's time I had another one of those.
Yeah. But I'd like it to just to be chilled a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, so I couldn't taste any of it.
Convince yourself you're drinking water. Like it's good for you.
If we had an unlimited supply of ice, you would ice the glass first. You'd throw some ice in there.
Oh, yeah. Or we could get Dave to store all of his glassware in his freezer.
You need a cooler for all your glasses. A glass cooler, basically. Yeah,
if you're going to, be a key part of the show.
Yeah, you're going to have to step up with the...
to get a walk-in freezer.
All right. I'll put an order in for the dry ice factory.
Mm.
Keep everything at absolute zero.
You don't seem to be using that part of the room.
Yeah. Yeah, no, sure. I could put a fridge in there.
Yeah.
Big, large meat locker kind of
meat
thing.
Meat locker, sure.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
We could keep our meat here, too.
Sure. Well, sure, I could get a side of beef.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that'd be great.
Yeah, grass-fed. Probably get a deal on it if we bought a whole side.
Well, if you buy a whole side. No, it's money to be made there.
Wow.
Yeah. Jeez, it's been a while since we bought a whole side of beef at our place.
Have you actually ever bought a whole side of beef at your place?
No. But my dad did. So when there was all, you know, the four boys at home.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah. Because we would have just dragged a side of beef home if he didn't have one there already. So mm-hmm. they would buy a side of beef and throw it all in the freezer, and we'd just have to eat whatever was in there.
Right.
That's what we had to eat.
It was you had the 20-sided dice, yeah. You rolled it.
That's right.
And tonight it's liver.
Liver.
Oh. Damn.
I think we bought not a full side of beef, mm-hmm. but a portion of a side of beef at one time when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there was, you know, excess of these. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what it's like. Yeah. There's ribs, and then there's a bunch of steaks, mm-hmm. and there's a roast, and there's mm-hmm. a this and that and the other thing. You guys did it too?
Yeah, it was grass-fed, and all the meat tasted like it was a grass.
Yeah. That's funny, because that's exactly our story. We had a grass-fed, and everybody mm-hmm. said, ooh, I don't know if I care for this.
Yeah, no, it's got a very funky taste.
Yeah, no, I like them raised on hormones and chemicals.
Yeah, I hate to say that, but yeah, you think, well, it's grass. It's got to be, it's like, you know, it seeps through, I'm afraid.
I'd sooner eat grass.
We got all kinds of weird things, so I couldn't tell. It was all the same to me.
Right. Do you think it was a cow?
I thought it was a cow. I'm pretty sure it was a cow.
Good.
But when we were really young kids, my dad used to hunt ducks, and so, you know, every now and again we'd get duck for dinner.
Mm.
And you have to spit out the lead pellets onto the plate.
Oh, neat. It was a competition. Which son could spit out the most pellets?
Yeah. You know, who wins?
No.
So you couldn't really chew, like, vigorously. You had to sort of gingerly chew so you
could... Yeah.
Tink, 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 tink.
Wow, how exciting.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a chance that your dad ever got a bunch of ducks, formed them together mm-hmm. into the side of beef, and brought it home?
I couldn't prove that he didn't do that.
That would have been neat.
Yeah.
A side of duck.
Yeah. Wow. You just compress them into a pot roast? Yeah, it could have been. Who knows?
I think it's funny that I was actually talking to somebody either yesterday, about duck. And I jokingly said... Did you have to spit out lead shot?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I'd seen it in a movie somewhere.
Maybe, yeah.
Somebody had hunted a duck, and they were so proud that Dad had got the duck, and everybody's, pink,
yeah,
pink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. No, but you really did it.
I really did it. I remember there being like 6 or 7, you know, on the side of the plate.
For everybody.
That was my plate.
Oh, you were the guy that got the breast, so.
No, everybody had, you know, pink, pink.
Were you
pink,
eating pink. One duck? Or was there like a couple of ducks? Because there was a big family. There was 18 of you until you were whittled down to the 6.
Yeah. But that would have been probably only 3 boys at that point, and they were all only about this big.
Oh, little shavers, so you would call them.
Yeah, little shavers. So, yeah. If I would have been 8, and maybe Bill would have been 7, and Howard would have been, I don't know, 4. So at that point, we really hadn't, you know, started eating whole cows.
Right.
You know.
Did any of you actually eat the lead?
Well, you wouldn't know.
By mistake? You swallowed it?
Well, by mistake, I wouldn't know.
Well.
But it would just go boop, right through, so it's not like it's going to stay in your body for any length of time.
No. Just curious.
Yeah. No, that's... Are you trying to prove a point?
Nope.
Well, I think maybe you are. Son of a bitch.
You're trying to point out the inefficiency of a shotgun?
No, I think he was probably right. I think I was trying to tie in some sort of lead poisoning thing, but I don't know what the symptoms are. Well, it was weak.
Here madness. Absolute madness.
Oh, is it madness?
Yeah, it makes you go crazy.
Oh.
Among other things.
Well.
This thing's been on the whole time. Did you know that?
What, that camera?
Not the whole time. Yeah, it's on right now.
Is it?
No. It's going to be on our YouTube channel, which... Fred is threatening to make public.
It's probably...
Soon everybody will be able to see
us. Soon, everybody.
People should be able to see us. That way, when they come up to us on the street,
Exactly.
They'll be able to say, I also saw you on your YouTube channel of the mm-hmm. same name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You guys must be making a fortune.
Yeah.
And we'll say, nope.
Not so much.
That is non-correct.
Laura is now listening to a second podcast.
What?
Because this one's been so much fun, but we don't do it often enough. She'd like us to do it more often.
Would she? Or maybe she'd like to buy the booze as well.
Well, sort of, she is technically, because, you know, every time I buy a bottle of booze, she gets a little bit less of something.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, well, good. Well, thanks for sponsoring our show, Laura.
She's shouldering the load.
Hmm. What's her other favorite podcast?
It's a bunch of guys from one of her soap operas. the actors. They started up because they got time on their hands because they're actors.
Right.
And so they've started up their own pod. They've just started it, like about a month ago, if that.
And what do they talk about?
Oh, the crazy life of an actor.
Huh.
And how they, you know, scraping by, you know, trying to make ends meet. How tough it was to start out. And I mean, basically just, you know, talk stuff about their life because they have no cocktails to talk about.
No.
Losers.
Not everybody can be the gentleman of elegant leisure.
Not yet.
And talk effortlessly about, I was going to say cataracts. but
that was our original concept. Yeah. It didn't really, the ratings.
Yeah, once we looked into it, it was really just going to be the one episode and then we would be done.
Just general information about cataracts
and
what you could expect before and after surgery.
Mm-hmm. But, that's probably like an hour and 10 minutes max.
So, Jason, it looks like you're on to our next cocktail squeezing
that
line. Or are
you just passing time because you're bored with
Yeah, you're bored.
Yeah, I didn't
You're
like...
just scraping by and want to grind up a lime?
Yeah, I got the gist of it. I could see where this is going. No, I thought at some point I'm going to have to juice a lime.
Yeah, no, you are. The people would demand it.
Yeah. But it's nothing's worse than if you say on the show, well, now I'm going to juice a lime, and then there's 10 seconds of silence while everybody watches somebody juice said lime.
Mm.
So I thought, why not kill two birds with one stone and then do this lime thing?
Or two ducks.
with one
shotgun blast.
Shotgun blast with one double barrel.
Ask your dad if he ever did kill two ducks with
two ducks.
What shotgun blast?
I will ask him.
I killed seven with one blow.
Seven blows. Yeah. That's the little.
Is that Little Pete? That's Little Pete coming to duck hunting.
That's my unrehearsed Mickey Mouse impersonation.
Oh. That's from the Taylor.
Yeah, the Brave Little Taylor.
Brave Little Taylor. So that Walt stole just still another folk tale and imprinted his brand on it.
Yeah, so you know this would be a great vehicle for the mouse, as he called them.
Right. Well, they're on their familiar terms. So here we go. Look at that stuff.
This is a tiger shark. We're going to use Havana Club and Añejo 3 Años El Ron de Cuba. A girl at work just got back from Cuba.
Yeah.
And she said it was awful.
you know, that's
the rum?
No.
The country?
Yeah, the experience in Cuba.
You know, that seems to be, I have not been to Cuba myself. But a lot of people, it's either you either love it, because I've met people who absolutely love Cuba,
right?
Or you absolutely hate it. There seems to be no middle ground, you know. So
what are you doing there?
Well, I'm talking about Cuba.
Oh, okay. But you got some Ray and nephew.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's implied what I'm doing.
Sure. No, people can always watch the video.
Nobody watches the videos. I've put in an ounce of Havana Club rum. Now I've put in an ounce of J. Ray Jamaica rum. I'm also going to put in an ounce of this all fun stuff. This is Lemon Heart, 151 proof Demerara rum. This one used to be very hard to find, and now it is also very hard to find. Here. It could be easy to find where you dwell. I don't know where you dwell.
I think actually it's now easy to get here.
Is it?
And I should buy about six bottles because it'll soon be hard to get again.
It was so hard to find that I bought two back when I bought these bottles. Mm. This bottle and the other, and his friend. who has not been cracked. Because there's not a big use for 151 proof Demerara.
Oh, it's the 151. Oh, I thought you were talking about the regular Demerara.
No, this is the big stuff. The granddaddy of them all. Granddaddy Pete. I'm going to make sure. Because I've been called out on this before.
Ooh. Called out on...
misreading the ingredients.
No, I think that's me, actually. But thanks for stepping up.
Well, you might have too, but I think because of my up-closeness, not being able to see so goodness. Look at that. This is what an ounce of lime juice looks like.
Okay, we got... what are you going to do with that? Oh, you're going to pour it in there. Oh, perfect.
I wanted to make sure that's where it was going. And you brought us pineapple juice, freshly squeezed from this glass. Who's this? This is Anna's Country Kitchen, product of Spain. Oh, my God. Are you sure this is pineapple juice? Imported by Anna's Country Kitchen Limited in Vancouver, BC. All right. But it's actually Spanish pineapple.
I did not know that.
I did not know that either until I just read it.
I bought it and I didn't even know that. I got that down at the Bosa supermarket.
Oh, I thought it was an Italian market.
Well, the Italians shop all over the world.
I guess they do.
Yeah.
And they're even finding their Spanish pineapples. Oh, goodness. This is one of these easy drinks where all of the measurements are exactly the same. And look, Dave made simple syrup last week.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kept it in his fridge.
Yeah. Still smells as fresh as the day it was minted.
It smells a little of dill pickle.
Well, I put a little dill in it just to...
So this has a 1/2 ounce of gold Puerto Rican rum, 1/2 ounce of white Puerto Rican rum, 1/2 ounce of 151 proof Demerara rum, 1/2 ounce of fresh lime juice, 1/2 ounce of unsweetened pineapple juice, and 1/2 ounce of sugar syrup.
That sounds pretty close to a tiki drink.
I think this is a tiki drink.
Ah, interesting.
No wonderful thing about tiki is tiki's a wonderful thing.
This is a beach bum berry?
This is a beach bum berry. Now, beach bum unearthed this. This might even be in the other books. I don't think this was special in this book, but it looks special. He says here, this was served at the China Trader in the 1950s.
Hmm.
And the source of this particular version is an unpublished recipe from the personal notebook of former China Trader bartender Tony Ramos.
Oh, Tony Ramos?
Yes.
Yeah. He's famous.
He is. He's famous Ramos. He's
famous Ramos. Yeah.
Yeah. And so he knows what he's doing.
Yes, so what my note here is it's a variation on the shark's tooth.
Oh.
From the China Trader.
So this is the tiger shark, the shark's tooth of the China Trader. Okay. Well, that's okay.
That's just what it says on my phone.
On my
phone. Yeah, so this is from 2007, so that your book is newer, so he may have had some more better information.
Well, so he doesn't have the shark's tooth in that particular app?
No, just this.
What did I say? Oh, the tiger shark. He doesn't have the tiger shark in that one.
Yes, this is the tiger shark.
Did I put everything in?
There's not much left to put in, so it must be.
Okay.
Just ice.
Oh, the shark's tooth is in here as well, and the shark's tooth is from the 60s, and the tiger shark's from the 50s, so I don't think that the tiger shark could be based on the shark's tooth if it came first.
You might be right.
I think I might be right. It's similar. It doesn't have the overproof.
Right.
And that's about it. It's about it. It doesn't have the overproof rum. It's got two rums in it. But it's got the pineapple juice, the lime juice. Now, they call for a little bit of maraschino cherry syrup.
You don't run that, do you?
I know how to run that.
Are you going to run the machine?
We're supposed to blast it in a blender.
For five seconds. He's very specific.
5 seconds.
5 seconds.
Now, but we didn't have crushed ice, so there's a chance that I might let it go 2 seconds more.
Yeah?
But I'm still going to blast the hell out of it.
No, you give it hell.
And we don't even have glasses to put it in.
Yeah, what glasses are we going to use?
Well, we should probably. I'll tell you what kind. That's what he uses, so.
I would use three of those little short guys down there.
Yeah, exactly. That's you're bang on there.
I think that's what we're officially called, the short guys.
The short guys. I'm going to give this 5 to 7 seconds of...
All right, should we count down?
I'm good.
I'll go 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi... Oh, you haven't started yet. 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 4 Mississippi, 5 Mississippi, 6 Mississippi, 7 Mississippi.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
I bet that chilled it to no end.
Oh, sure, no end. And that's the big bullet, right? That's the...
This is the Nutribullet.
The Nutribullet.
This is the one that will actually take your fibrous vegetables, beat the hell out of it so that you get the goodness of fiber.
Oh.
Here on the Home Shopping Network, we have this going for the next hour and a half. We're going to be making all sorts of recipes with us here. Yeah.
I can smell it all the way over here. It smells delicious.
I can smell it here too, but I had to pretty put my nose into it. And my back.
How's that going to... Oh, the hawthorn. You got the hawthorn.
I got the hawthorn on here because I thought there's a chance that there might be a little bit of stuff that we don't want in there. And so this Well, that one's a little light.
Oh. Sorry, Charlie.
Sorry, Charlie.
Well, you could.
You going to flip them around a little bit there?
I could do.
You wait for your ice to melt.
Let's just come here with this guy and go.
Yep. All right. We'll see, look at that. And you going to go that way?
Is that not even?
No, that one's got too much. No, it's about right. It's perfect, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and that's it.
Into here.
Yep. You're going to go a little bit back to number one again.
How's that look?
Oh, even better.
Okay.
If it could be any better, it is.
This is the Tiger Shark. Winnie the Pooh Week here on Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure.
Well, that's great. Oh, smells so tiki.
Yes. Now, this should be, I mean, this has three different rums in it. And yeah. Then lime juice and sugar syrup.
That's
and pineapple juice. So it should
taste significantly different from the Poobah.
It should.
Here goes.
Oh, well, you see that?
Yeah, of course it does.
Ah. That's really good.
Yeah, it is really good.
Yeah.
I would recommend that. Yeah. So you think the overproof helps?
I think the overproof does help. It makes it more boozy. Which I think is what you're after.
That's exactly the point I was trying to make.
Yeah, so that way you've only got there's only three little bits of rum in there, but one of them is double rum, making it like four bits.
Now, when you say overproof, you mean like 70?
I mean that it's 150.
One?
I don't know if it's 151, actually. Or is it just 150? It's, it's 151. It's 75.5% alcohol.
Oh,
so
some days, so am I.
I'm mostly meat. And so, yeah, so this is one of these great drinks where the rums have created a different rum by being together.
Yeah.
The Demerara rum is much more flavorful than the other rums.
I was worried about the Ray because it's a Jamaican rum. I wasn't sure how the Jamaican rum and the Cuban rum would get together, but they get together just fine.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Thank you very much.
Now, there is a chance that if you made it, because it did call for Puerto Rican rum. Yeah. Puerto Rican is code.
Yes, code for Cuban.
It's code for Cuban rum, yeah.
Especially when you're in the States.
Yes.
Puerto Rican rum?
Because they cannot get the Cuban rum. Mm-hmm.
They briefly could.
They briefly could.
And I think it's over now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Like when Obama had lightened the load there on Cuba a little bit?
Mm-hmm. Suddenly it was all, firing on all cylinders, and I think now it's like kaputnik.
Right, which is a shame. Which is probably why the girl at work did not have a good time in Cuba. And I shouldn't say it was a horrible time the whole time. It was horrible because this isn't anything on the Cubans.
Mm-hmm.
This is just the situation.
Yeah.
Went to the airport,
mm-hmm.
The plane was 5 hours delayed,
mm-hmm.
Trying to get a part. You know, this is the stupid thing about Vancouver a lot of times. They don't seem to keep the parts here. All the parts have to be flown out from Toronto.
Of course. That's where all the planes are.
Yeah. That kind of thing. And so it was a 5-hour delay, so they got in, and then they get finally to the resort at like 11 at night. They go up to the room. The toilet won't flush, and the sink is full of water and clogged solid. And so they go back down to the...
Did someone mix up the sink and the toilet?
Yeah, who knows?
Oh.
So they go back down to the desk, and they say, this is the situation. They say, we have another room. It's not clean.
Mm-hmm.
And in the other building, you want to go look at it?
Yeah.
And so they went and looked at it, and the toilet flushed, and it wasn't there, but it hadn't been...
Well...
The housekeeping hadn't done it yet.
You know, so they had this dirty sheets. I should say dirty sheets.
That's right.
Slightly used sheets.
Slightly used sheets. And maybe they had them stripped. I didn't get that part of the story.
That seems strange. It's, 11 at night?
Yes.
And housekeeping hasn't cleaned the room?
Well, that's nobody's. If nobody's
don't
checking
they check
in,
out?
I don't know.
I know.
Maybe this is the Cuba part.
Nobody will be checking in until 4 the next day, so you can do it in the morning. There's no rush, Dave. Man, you'd be a horrible boss.
Wow.
Why can't you just do it now? We don't need it till tomorrow. I want it done now, damn it.
If Dave ran a hotel, you could check in any time of day.
I guess you could, yeah.
That's the way Dave demands.
But you could never leave. Which is the name of my hotel. Hotel California.
Oh,
California. Yeah. Yeah. And then they said the food at the resort was not very good.
Yeah.
Bland, gross,
really
not very good.
Time.
However, the entertainment was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there was, the beaches were fantastic. So there was elements that were really good, but there was a bunch of other elements that was just like, I'm not interested in never going back. And then when they left, this big rainstorm came. Like a crazy, huge downpour rainstorm. The kind of storm where people run for cover.
Yeah.
Because it's so wet. And so when they got back to Vancouver, what they had was a luggage jam. I guess something maybe tipped over on the on the belt somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there was just delays for everybody to get their luggage. Finally, the luggage came and got it, and it was soaking wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it had been left on the tarmac.
Sure. While everyone ran for cover.
Yes.
Oops.
She had a jacket on in the outside pocket of one of the things.
Oh, really?
it was just like...
There's a goldfish in the pocket. What?
It's ringing out like a huge... There. So... Hmm. Cuba was not super duper for their liking.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it was Cuba's fault, though.
No, I don't think she's blaming Cuba. She's blaming Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've gone back to the Poobah. It's still pleasant. But I gotta tell you, it doesn't stack up.
Nothing that we ever make competes to the tiki drink that we make. I think all of our tiki episodes... tend to be the most popular of the bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And for good reason.
It's fun.
It's fun. They're tasty drinks. They're much maligned. But there's nothing not to like about this.
No.
It seems crazy. It seems crazy that you would take three different rums, pineapple juice, lime juice, and sugar syrup, and smash it in a blender. And then it would taste as delightful as that.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you have rum on its own, and you're sort of like, this is almost... industrial tasting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I feel when I have rum and Coke.
Yeah.
I tried it once and I got down. God, this is awful.
Put some lime in it.
No, it didn't help.
And see, the bugger is, when did you have this rum and Coke?
Like back in the 80s.
Yeah.
No.
Because the other bugger was nobody knew the difference between the rums. And so everybody was for sure using the wrong rum in a rum and Coke.
Yeah.
They'd gone to the store and said, have they got rum? So here's
the rum.
Acme rum.
Yeah.
That's what we sell.
Here's Lamb's Navy Strength rum or something. And it wasn't as nice to mix maybe as with another one. Or vice versa. I don't know. Yeah. It should have been a nice Puerto Rican.
You know what that means.
I do.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. Yeah. So, of the two of them, where did my Poobah go?
Oh, it's over here. I just moved it.
I mean, the Poobah's nice. I mean, I'd have one of those. If I was in a swanky hotel and there was a Poobah on the menu, I'd probably have a Poobah.
Yes. Yeah, no, the Poobah is the thinking drink of the bunch. This is the crowd pleaser. This is the one where you go,
Your sophisticates.
Yes.
Oh, yes, the Poobah.
You want to be a little bit different. So, I cheer for the Quebec Nordiques. And you go, what?
Really?
They haven't been around for years.
I'm still a fan.
All right.
You can have your...
your Canadians.
But I will always be a Nordique at heart. Yeah. The Hartford Whalers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, both of these are nice drinks. Yep. Make them at home.
You should.
Get a blender.
Mm-hmm. Definitely get a blender. Because it's easier, I would make the Tiger Shark.
It's easier, is it?
Well, because you can get all the stuff.
Oh, that's true. You don't have to get a Swedish punch.
Except for the overproof rum. There's other overproof rums. I guess you could sort of cheat.
I think the secret, though, is the Demerara flavor.
Yeah, the Demerara overproof.
And I would tell you that we should all try a little shot of it right now. But there's still no denying that it's 151 proof rum. So whatever molasses flavor I would tell you, you're getting.
Yeah.
You would say, well.
It's burning.
I think. Let me taste it.
Yeah, no. Take a swig out of the bottle. And, Because we do that on this show. You know, we'll sometimes taste our spirits unmixed.
Unfettered.
Uh-huh.
We will risk our lives for...
Unplugged.
Mm-hmm.
What are you getting off of that? You getting a nice big hit of booze?
Toffee.
Mm-hmm. What is that? Whiskey? Oh, look at but that
still,
face.
It's still one of the ones where it burns all the way down. But there is flavor on it.
Yeah.
You could taste it. You could drink right out of there because it's...
it's 71% alcohol.
Yeah. So... whatever could have been living is not living anymore.
And even parts of your skin that it touches.
Part of the tongue doesn't work anymore. So that's...
Holy mackerel, you got to be careful with that.
Yes. But there's more flavor to it.
Keep it away from any open flame.
Oh, you could. It would light on fire.
Oh, it would...
It's flammable.
It's extremely flammable. I don't even like having it this close to Dave's laptop.
No.
Whereas the Bacardi 151 proof, it does taste like something that you'd put into a lantern.
Ouch.
I thought. You're not supposed to drink it straight. So I'm not offending the Bacardi people, I don't think, when they say, oh, you're telling them not to drink 151 proof rum straight? Like, it's got that weird metal lid on
it. If you turn up dead in a ditch, then we'll know the Bacardi is...
Branded with the Bacardi bat. Beaten with the Bacardi bat.
Yeah.
But that still has the Demerara flavors, which is that molassesy, that brown sugary, caramely thing that you get out of Demerara, which is what? It's Guyana. This is the drink of Jonestown.
Oh, ouch. Too soon.
Too soon.
Sorry, I didn't...
It was 1978, jeez. Come on. Practically yesterday. What's next? Kool-Aid jokes?
I keep thinking... I guess not. I should buy some overproof Demerara, but I've yet to... Well, actually see one. Mm-hmm. Or buy one.
I've seen it around. Legacy has it. I think some of the BC liquor stores
even have it. Legacy has it?
I think Legacy has it.
Really?
Really.
Huh. Okay. That's good. Okay, you're not supposed to really fly with that in your luggage.
Well, this is a funny thing. I flew one time with some overproof rum in my luggage.
Yeah.
And it said, it had a tag on there, don't fly with this in your luggage. Something like that. But I assumed it was a joke.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I sometimes wonder if every time an airliner goes down that it's because somebody had overproof rum in their luggage and it exploded and the whole plane caught fire and crashed.
Well, I don't know. You can buy this at the store. It didn't have a tag on it to say that you shouldn't fly with this.
Good point.
So where are you supposed to find out whether or not you can fly with overproof rum in your luggage?
The airport.
Or the website of the transportation.
Well, if you're going to start asking people what you should fly with,
it's like asking for trouble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next, they'll be telling you, anything.
Yeah. That's true.
So I don't really know if you're supposed to fly with overproof rum.
Good. I would stick to that story. It's a plausible defense.
See, the reason...
I'm buying it.
No, there you go. See, the reason that I say this would seem like a joke was because the white rum that I bought in Maui was called Da Bomb.
Ooh.
It was called Da Bomb. D-A. Mm-hmm. Da Bomb. And then it said, don't fly with this. And I thought, well, that's because
it's a joke.
It's a Da Bomb and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was 151 proof. And pretty rough. I still have it.
Yeah, of course you do.
Because it's
not the bomb.
It's not the bomb.
No. Is there anything higher than 151 proof?
152.
I should have seen that one coming.
I don't think so. I think
it would be unpalatable if it had an 80 proof rum. Would there be any point?
I don't know. What's that? What's Everclear? Isn't Everclear?
Everclear is 95.
It was a grunge band, wasn't it?
And also Everclear. I think they might have been named after the booze.
Oh, okay.
I don't think you can get Everclear in BC, but you could get it in Alberta. They pulled it out of the course.
But you can't cross the border with it.
No, I don't think you can cross.
Sorry, Kate.
And you couldn't fly with it.
No.
No.
Kate is now in Alberta.
Kate is now in Alberta.
Yeah.
Does Kate listen to the show?
Constantly.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Should we send secret messages to Kate?
Sure.
Hello, Kate. This is your secret message.
It's encrypted.
It's encrypted.
Oh, yeah.
So use your decoder.
It's totally encrypted.
Your decoder ring.
Your decoder. C9FF9.
It should be like that weird Russian station which just sends out beeps all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And just letters being read out.
Oh, yeah, read out.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's a real thing, right?
So, yeah, it's a real thing. We don't know.
All right. You know what to do.
You know what to do, Kate. You've been activated. Get us the Everclear. Well, here we go. It feels like it's winding down, but it feels like it shouldn't be.
No, no, I think we should do another drink. Is there anything we can make with all of this?
I bet there's 18 things we can make with all of this.
Yeah, no, Kate posted up a bottle of Jefferson bourbon recently.
Posted up?
Posted on the Instagram. Oh, I don't know if you've heard of Instagram. A lot of people put pictures up there.
I've heard of it, but it's owned by Facebook, and so it's taboo.
Of course, yeah. So we have nothing to do with it. Except for, we
put except for our account.
Except for our account where we put up.
Which is Cocktail Podcast. All one word.
And what can you find on there? Pictures,
videos.
That's secrets? It.
Secrets.
Coded messages.
Yep. No, if you play the videos backwards, you'll get the message.
Mm-hmm. It's like a Pink Floyd album. Play it backwards and you hear the hidden message.
Before we drift too far away, she posted the Jefferson bourbon
on her Instagram
just to say she had it,
that she was having it.
Oh,
she was having some.
who is Kate?
Kate is a Fred
girl.
No, she's not Fred.
No, oh, I thought she was Fred.
No,
I never saw them together.
Yeah.
At the same time. No.
Like Mark Hamill and Luke Skywalker. Clark Kent and Superman. I know her as a director.
Yes, that's right. She directed one of our pantomimes, Robinson Crusoe, the one that we took apart and put back together again. I still think the talking parrot scene would have been great.
I think the Mambo No. 5 song would have been great.
Oh.
But Kate cut it.
Oh, she did. She said, a pantomime shouldn't be 3 hours. And we said, why not if it's funny?
They called her Kate Cutout.
Yeah.
From then on.
Yeah.
Or we just called her Cut. That's the coded message. But other than that, Kate was great.
She was.
And she was very apologetic for having to cut it.
She did. She felt bad about it and did it anyway.
Oh, yeah. See, the problem with that particular show was that I think all of the music was like karaoke. So if you wanted to use a song, they got the recorded version of it. And now you had 3.5 minutes or 4 minutes of the song with the instrumental break and everything else. Where it's just like, oh, God. So somebody sang a Journey song, right? They did...
Well, they started off with... I always think it's a Christmas song now because we use it in Panto. You know, the... Raised on Fish and Poi?
Yes. Don't Stop Believing.
Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah.
Because the Glee had just started. And so,
Glee. Remember Glee?
Yeah,
I don't remember Glee.
No, never mind then.
No,
but
let's
anyway,
get back to the booze.
That's Kate. Kate directed a musical and that we sort of wrote. And
is she still directing in Alberta?
No, she. Oh, who knows what she's doing? She's she works for a theater company over there. I forget. Sorry, Kate.
That's part of a coded message.
You have to post something to our Instagram account to remind us who you work for. But anyway, so she's on the professional theater. She's usually facilities manager. I'm not too sure what she's doing there, but she's runs the place.
And listens to our podcast.
And listens to our podcast. And we really are. She's starting to drink more and more. I couldn't be more proud.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, then we've done something right.
We've converted another lost soul into our ways.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, she posted a gin and tonic the other day with Fentimans tonic.
Fentanyl. That's very good.
No, not fentanyl.
Oh.
Fentimans.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought that was the vitamin version of fentanyl. It's called Fentimans.
It could be.
Flintstones Fentimans. Chewable.
Deadly.
Yikes. Well, and I mean, that's rare, too, because it's hard to find somebody in the theater community where you can turn them to drink.
I know. Most of them are
teetotalers. They've been well acquainted with it for so many years.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're all like Barrymores. You know, they're well
pickled?
Pickled.
That's right. We should do a Barrymore-themed episode.
Is there a Barrymore cocktail?
Everything. Just take everything in your cupboard and put it into a bucket.
Maybe Drew could drop by.
Oh.
Maybe.
I don't think she's drinking anymore.
Oh. Well, that's not very Barrymore, is it?
Maybe she's trying to live longer.
No.
She could flash you on your birthday.
Yeah, like she did Dave Letterman.
I don't, really? My birthday's coming up, but I don't know if there's time to organize this.
Oh, she's in town.
Yeah.
I don't think she's in town.
Did you get a hold of Seth Rogen yet? Is he going to come on the show? You haven't even reached out, have you?
No.
You're scared. Mike Roberts, publicist.
I thought Dave was in charge.
No, I don't know. I'm not. Just because we have the same hair doesn't mean I'm going to reach out to another guy with a bro.
That's right. A bro fro? A bro fro. We need you to get a little beard thing on, and then you'll just go down there and ho, 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 and you'll go, whoa, that guy looks just like me. And that's how you strike it up.
There you go. All right.
I don't remember seeing you with a beard.
I have never had a beard.
You thought about it?
No.
But you thought about it right then.
I did, and I immediately thought of my brother, who's always had a beard.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he was born with one. He was born with a beard. Yeah. I can't even think of what he looks like without it.
And you don't like that look? You don't have to go to the full on like Grizzly Adam.
I don't have enough hair follicles.
Oh.
I'm barely hanging on to what I got on top of my head. Trying to get it on.
True.
You know what you never see is somebody that can't grow a full beard doing like a beard comb over, trying to pass off a beard with a beard. You never see that.
No,
but your brother does have a big beard.
Oh yeah, he's like a Billy Gibbons ZZ Top kind of beard.
Like it was a They thought it was a parasitic twin when he was born.
Oh wow, that's how big it was.
Does he listen to the show?
I don't think so. He's always working.
Is he doing what?
Longshoreman.
Oh, I thought he was an extra.
He can't do that for a living.
Donnelly Rhodes refused to work with him.
None. Well, he's fixed that problem, didn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
No, you can't. You should know that. You can't make a living as an extra. We know people who try.
You don't have to make a living. You just have to, it's a good retirement.
Boy, if I could make a living as an extra.
You do it.
I'd make a living as an extra.
You could. You're in the union, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah. You could make a living as an extra. They get like $21 an hour.
Do you think I could make a living as an extra, though?
Would you get enough hours? I mean, sure, it's great.
You probably get no more than about 25 hours a week.
Right.
But not consistently.
Well, only in Vancouver.
Mm.
I need about 40 hours a week.
Do you?
Well, that'd be full time. To make a living as an extra.
Well, you make a living at 25 hours.
So if there's any casting directors out there.
Yeah.
I think
Jason's your guy.
I think you get 3 days a week, plus you get meals. And anything you can stick in your pockets. Like peanut butter.
You are Mike Roberts, publicist.
Hey, it's just, it's free. It's right out there in the open where anybody can grab it.
That's right.
So you have a little Ziploc bag.
It's called Craft Services.
Exactly. You just take the peanuts and pour them into your Ziploc.
Mm-hmm.
That's code, Kate. All right.
I think we've got something. Okay, we'll work on that.
All right.
By the next episode, you could be in a different line of work altogether.
Yeah, I could be. Smiling again?
Yeah.
Laughing?
Mm-hmm.
Happy?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you now?
Well, right now?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure, but it's had two drinks.
Well, that's
good. Ask them an hour from now, they'd be happier.
That's what it's for.
The previous 10 hours today?
Yeah.
No.
You'd hear about Cuba.
You're probably cutting it up with all the folks down at the... the optometry shop?
No, it's a slow day for cut-ups.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
It was mostly dealing with the general public.
Oh, they're horrible.
They are. No offense, general public.
Yeah, if any of you general public people are listening, no offense meant.
No.
Hey, how'd you get an ice cube in your drink?
I wanted to finish off that overproof rum.
Oh, and you needed to mix it with an ice cube.
I thought I would just throw a cube in it.
Oh, good point.
Yeah. Do you want a cube?
Not now. I finished my drink.
So, folks, just a reminder, visit our website where you can hear this show. If you're, want to read more about the recipes and stuff like that.
What's it called?
It's called gentlemanofelegantleisure.com.
How did you listen to this if you didn't even know that?
Well, maybe they got it on iTunes.
Oh, of course. If you're browsing iTunes, you said, this sounds interesting.
Gentlemen of Elegant Leisure. This
free?
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm in.
Exactly.
We should start charging.
But there's even... Yeah, we should.
Like 2 cents could be charged?
You should set up our Patreon page.
A nickel?
Do
we have a place where they can donate?
Not yet. That's what I said. We should set up a Patreon page. They could donate.
Yeah. Or we could just... You could just send $1 million to Jason Dedrick.
Yep.
No. Care of Fred.
And that will be the end of the Gentleman of Elegant Leisure because he will be leaving the country.
Yeah.
I might not leave the country.
No.
Well, you might. But wouldn't that be fun if you had $1 million to send $1 million to a guy you didn't even know? What a joke.
That'd be funny.
That'd be a...
Huh? I'd laugh.
Yeah. So send $1 million to Jason Dedrick.
Yeah.
Contact us on the webpage, and I will give you the address to send it to.
Dude, here's your PayPal account.
Yeah. It's a silly thing.
Just as a crazy lark.
Have you ever done it? If you could afford to send $1 million to somebody, I would send $1 million.
You know, there's various ex-government members from Nigeria who would love to send you, you know, in exchange for, you know, helping them facilitate getting the money out of the country.
So I don't have to do much.
No, you don't have to do much. You just have to give up your bank account number.
Right.
Well, of course, how would they do it without that?
Yeah, and you have to send them, you have to send them $10,000 first, and then they will send you the $1 million.
Well, that's why I want to clarify then, that if you want to take part in the send $1 million to Jason Dedrick, I won't send you anything. There's nothing in return for this. Other than the sheer joy
And the gratitude.
Yeah, I will send you gratitude. I'll mention your name on the air, maybe. Maybe not. Maybe you don't want to know. People will pester you once you do it once. Yeah, people will find out.
Hey, you give it to Jason Dedrick $1 million. Why can't you give me one? You get a lot of that.
Maybe you have friends. Maybe you only can scrape together $250,000, but there's four of you.
And you'll be happy to take that.
You get the four friends together.
Yeah.
It would be fun. It would be a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
Send me $1 million.
And you think back, at Christmas time, you'd all get, you and your friends would get together. Remember that time you all sent $250,000 to Jason Dedrick? Wasn't that fun?
Wasn't that wacky?
And you'd say, yeah, that was a crazy thing.
I wonder what he did with it.
I'm never going to drink again.
And he didn't fritter it away. He took it wisely and he invested it. And he appreciated it.
And now there's the Dedrick automobile, the Dedrick electric vacuum.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I just disappear.
Or we got rid of him for once and for all. Either way, we're happy.
We had to pay him off to leave the country.
See what happens. Send me $1 million and see what happens.
He'll let you know.
I'm looking forward to this.
I know. I hope somebody does.
It's exciting. Yeah, I think so too. I think how does that mean we can't do the show anymore?
No, we can still do the show.
Okay.
You'll call in from Argentina or wherever you're living.
Well, I don't think I can move to Argentina on $1 million.
Yeah, you can barely move to Surrey for $1 million.
Yeah, but you couldn't move to Vancouver for $1 million. That's nothing.
Yeah. I think it would be interesting to have $1 million.
Sure.
Because you never had it before.
You could only work 4 days a week.
Yeah, exactly. Send me $1 million. And I'll tell you the stories of my life as
a millionaire.
A millionaire. Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun to hear?
Yeah. Be a whole separate podcast.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. All right.
Send your $1 million to Jason Dedrick.
Send your $1 million to Jason Dedrick.
And I bet when you get $1 million and you go to a bar and you have a drink.
Right.
Oh, man, you could reach deep into your pockets.
Oh, I would be be proud.
You'd be very generous.
I would be hugely generous.
You would say to your server, you have done a fantastic job. And here's your reward.
That's right. And she'd say, either it doesn't matter, whoever. They would say,
that person.
They would say, what are you doing here? What is the act that you have just bestowed here upon me? And I would say, in whatever tense this works, I have just done what is the thing here.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to
do.
Tip
big.
Oh, God. Send
$1 million.
$1 million,
please.